Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Friday, the 6th of June. It is US Employment Report Friday, which comes with two regular reminders. First, the quality of this data has deteriorated in recent years, and we should expect sizable revisions to these numbers in the future. Second, average hourly earnings are not and never will be wages, and that is especially important today as the weaker tone to sectors like leisure travel and restaurant spending, which hire lower paid workers, could raise average earnings by reducing the number of poorly paid members of the workforce. This report will include revisions to correct errors in the last household survey, which are different from the revisions caused by more information being received. This was a calculation error. The labour market matters because in a world where data dependency is the regrettable policy choice of the US Federal Reserve, a weaker labour market, if sustained weakness, is what will trigger a move towards rate cuts. The market expectation is for a slowdown in job creation, but still a positive number. There is a downwards bias to the forecast range. The most common assumption is a below consensus forecast result. Today's numbers are very unlikely to change course for the US Federal Reserve right now, although a weaker print may well provoke more social media posts from US President Trump demanding that the Fed cut interest rates. Rate cuts are a very limited remedy to a labour market that has slowed hiring in the face of uncertainty. Rate cuts would be more effective if weak consumer demand was leading to an acceleration of firing, but that is not likely to be the case just yet. Yesterday's ECB meeting produced the expected rate cut, and on balance, a mixed picture for future rate reductions. A July cut is certainly still plausible, and there was a note of caution struck by ECB President Lagarde in their press conference remarks, which caused markets to reduce rate reduction expectations overall. Today's data is not going to push investors in one direction or another. The German April trade data is of some interest in the context of trade disputes, but it's also too distorted by firms reacting to the uncertainty of trade policy to offer much in the way of forward-looking guidance. Lagarde is speaking again today, and in theory is not going to shift their position from the press conference statements yesterday. Lagarde has on occasion tweaked remarks if unhappy with market reactions to initial statements, but given the relatively modest response to the press conference, that doesn't seem too likely today. It almost seems against the spirit of Pride Month that so high a profile a male-male partnership should be having such a public disagreement, but the acrimonious breakup of US President Trump and Trump megadonor Musk has happened anyway. This is getting more media attention than the macroeconomic consequences would warrant. While the share price of individual companies may be affected by the fallout, raising some interesting challenges to the concept of the efficient market hypothesis, the macroeconomic implications would only come if Trump's authority were weakened, which seems unlikely, or if there were a shift in election probabilities as a result of changing patterns of political funding. Possible, but too far in the distance to matter right now. The fate of DOGE employees and the government has been the subject of some media speculation too, but the economic impact of this endeavour was front-loaded, and the fate of a small number of what the media refer to as tech bros in government is not market-moving. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements
designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.